Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 13th. Today's devotion is entitled, God Gave Them Up, But Didn't Give Up. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 28. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. In Romans 1, the Apostle Paul described God's present wrath against sin with the repeated phrase, God gave them up. Three times, Paul used this expression to show that God's judgment is already being revealed, not by immediate punishment, but by allowing people to pursue the sinful desires they stubbornly preferred. The Greek word paradidomai means to hand over or to deliver up. Those who continually rejected God's truth were handed over to the destructive consequences of their rebellion. This was a terrifying picture of judgment. Yet Paul later used the very same word to proclaim the greatest hope of the gospel. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Humanity was given over because of sin. But Jesus was given over to bear sin's penalty. God gave sinners over to the path they insisted upon, but he did not give up on saving them. Instead, he gave up his own son so that all who repent and believe might be rescued. We must never mistake God's patience for approval or his silence for indifference. Sin always promises freedom but leads to slavery when we insist on living apart from God. We should examine our hearts for anything we have placed above Christ and quickly turn back to him. At the same time, we can rejoice that no one is beyond the reach of God's grace. The Father did not abandon us to our rebellion without providing a Savior. Jesus willingly took the judgment we deserved so that we could receive the mercy we never deserved. Because Christ was given up for us, we can surrender every part of our lives to him with confidence. What amazing grace that God gave us up to the consequences of our sin, yet he never gave up on his plan to save us. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for showing us the seriousness of sin and the greatness of your mercy. Keep us from hardening our hearts or pursuing anything that draws us away from you. Thank you for giving your Son so that we could be forgiven, restored, and made new. Help us to live each day in grateful obedience, trusting your wisdom and rejoicing in your saving grace. In Jesus' name, amen.